This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The credit reporting company Equifax is revising the number of customers whose personal info was exposed to hackers, revised upward by 2.5 million to a total of 145.5 million, 45% of all people in America. Richard Smith, the former CEO of Equifax, will spend 3 days testifying on Capitol Hill starting this morning, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
When this Mr. Smith goes to Washington, he'll get a grilling from lawmakers. But will their indignant questions be followed by legislation that could help prevent another huge hack like this? Mike Litt with U.S. PIRG is hopeful. He says Democrats have introduced a number of bills, including one that would mandate free credit freezes.
Protecting consumers is not a left-right issue. It's a little guy, big guy issue. And so really, Congress should step up.
Except that it probably won't. Edwin Groshans of Height Securities says Republicans haven't signed on to any of the Democrats' bills or introduced any of their own. And
given that the Republicans control the House and the Senate, partisan bills are not going to make it through either chamber.
Groshans says there's just too much partisanship, with Democrats worried about consumers and many Republicans balking at things like free freezes because they don't want the credit reporting business to completely dry up. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.